Welcome to the installation and demonstration of the VoiceMate Handheld Voice Recognition Digital Organizer. I'm Phil Scovel of TMT Direct. This tape is tone indexed. Table of Contents 0.0 Disclaimer 1.0 VoiceMate Features 1.1 General Description 1.2 Optional Accessories 2.0 Battery Installation 3.0 Front Panel Description 4.0 VoiceMate Demonstrated 5.0 Control Panel Customizing the VoiceMate 6.0 Data Entry and Retrieval 6.1 Setting the Clock 6.2 The Phone Book 6.3 Memos 6.4 Appointments 6.5 The Calculator 6.6 Dialing Assistant 6.7 Checking Available Memory 6.8 The Encode Mode 7.0 Tips and Suggestions 8.0 Technical Support 9.0 Contact Information. Disclaimer. Please keep in mind this audio cassette is designed simply to help you get started with the VoiceMate. It is absolutely impossible on a single audio cassette to go into detail related to all of the features and functions of the VoiceMate. So please refer to your enclosed manual for complete details. VoiceMate Features. The VoiceMate uses state-of-the-art voice recognition technology. That means you speak into the unit and it retrieves the data you have previously recorded. It uses digital recording technology, which means there are no tapes or cassettes involved of any kind. It has a built-in voice synthesizer and speaks all prompts to you. It has a phone book where you can record hundreds of telephone numbers, and it will even play those telephone numbers back into the telephone if you hold it up to the mouthpiece by playing the touch tones. And yes, it really works. I use it that way every day to dial telephone numbers for me. You can record memos with dates and times, and you can even edit those memos at any given time. You can record appointments with your VoiceMate. It will sound an alarm. A little beep will go off and let you know that your appointment is now coming up. You can schedule that appointment to repeat itself automatically every minute, hour, day, week, month, or year. And it will delete old appointments automatically for you. It comes with a talking clock, complete with date and time and programmable alarm. It uses non-volatile memory, which means you can remove your batteries and not lose any data. It has a talking calculator that will work with standard mathematical functions, complete with memory recall and currency calculations for foreign application when you're overseas, for example. It comes complete with earphones for private listening. It comes with four AAA batteries. It is Y2K compliant. It will speak to you when your batteries are low to remind you it's time to replace the batteries. It will interface with a PC so you can back up the data on the hard drive of your computer. It comes with a 1-year warranty. There is technical support in various ways, including over the internet. And this free installation cassette comes with each purchase of the VoiceMate. 1.1 General Descriptions. The VoiceMate is 5.4 inches high by 2.7 inches wide and 0.6 inches thick. It weighs just 5.3 ounces with the batteries, which, as I mentioned, are included. 1.2 Optional Accessories. You can purchase a leather carrying case for the unit, which also has a belt clip on the back, and you can purchase PC software along with a cable that allows you to back up all of the VoiceMate data onto your hard drive for safekeeping. Battery installation. Once you have your VoiceMate out, the front of the unit is easily discerned by a smooth, glassy area that should be up at the top. And right below that, this is the display, actually, of the unit. Right below that, about an inch and a half of smooth display area, is a ledge. And right below that are what looks like two buttons. One is a microphone and one is a button, but we'll talk about that later. And I'm just telling you this briefly right now so you know front from back of the unit. So then, if you find that, turn the unit over. The battery compartments, and there are two of them, are at the bottom of the unit. The little grooves that you use to stick your fingernail in, or you can use a penny, I've done that, or a dime to stick in there to pry the doors open. These grooves are located near the bottom of the unit. In fact, right at the bottom, you can feel an indentation, a square, right in the middle. It's about 2 inches square, or a little less. And about a half an inch in from the left or right, you will find these grooves. You can feel them with your fingers quite distinctly. So if you stick your fingernail in there and push outward, it will open a little door. Or if you stick a coin in there, and I'm doing that right now, and you can feel those little grooves, stick your fingernail in there and pry to the left and to the right, and it will open the two battery compartments. Now, when you stick in the AAA batteries, the pins, or the pointed ends of the batteries, face downward. So put two in each one, and once you have them so the pins are facing down, you can close the doors. I'm doing that right now. I'm pushing down with my thumb to get a good solid lock on the battery compartment. There's one, and now here's the other one. And the batteries are now installed. Front panel description. Let's take a tour. The smooth part is up at the top. That's the glassy, smooth area, which is the visual display. In the upper left-hand corner of that, on the outer edge, is a large button. It's ridged, so you can easily feel it. If you hold it in the palm of your hand, that is the VoiceMate, that button would be in the upper left-hand corner on the outer edge, right where your index finger would be. We use that for recording, retrieving data, and other things that we'll discuss momentarily. Now, at the bottom of the display, which covers the top fourth of the unit or so, right as we come down to the bottom of that display is the ledge I talked about. Just below the ledge are these two bumps. The left-hand bump is a rubber button that's used as a function key. And to the right of that is a larger bump, which is the microphone. Just below the microphone and the function button on the left there, on the front panel, are going to be two indentations, one on the left and one on the right. They are near the outer edge, right on the edge practically, and they are just below the microphone and this function button I just mentioned on the front panel. And if you stick your index finger in one of those holes, you can pry open a door, which reveals other keys we're going to talk about and use. The door is hinged at the bottom and it will open upwards, outwards, and then drop down. So I'm going to pry it open with my index finger. It says phone book because that's the default section it comes up in when you open the door. Now inside where this door area is, and just below the function button and the microphone little bump there, right inside you're going to feel up at the top the speaker grill. And around the speaker grill are four rubber buttons. We'll talk about those and use those in a moment. Just below that are two more rubber buttons, and these are left and right arrow keys. And below that is a standard touch tone telephone configuration of buttons. 1, 2, 3 across the top, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then across the bottom, left to right, *0#. Now I'm going to close the door, snap it shut by just pushing down on it near the top. If you find the microphone again here on the right side, just below the display and just below that ledge, you feel the bump of the microphone. Just to the right of that, on the outer edge, on the thin side, the outer edge, you will feel an indentation, which is the earphone jack. On the opposite side, there is another little hole, clear on the left side, just below the large button that we use for record, is another small hole that is used to plug in a computer cable. So, if you try to plug your earphone into that, it won't fit. So you know you have the wrong one or the unit upside down or something. It's over on the right side. The earphone jack is on the right side, just to the right of the microphone on the outer edge. And that's the basic description of the front panel. VoiceMate demonstrated. This is a brief demonstration so you can hear what it sounds like. I'm holding the unit in my hand, the display across the top. It's in the palm of my right hand, my index fingers up there by that outer edge, upper left-hand button that we will use for record eventually when we get to that section. And with the index finger of my left hand, I am pressing this rubber button to the left of the microphone. And the first thing it says is...
phone book.
Self-explanatory. I'm just going to use this function button to tab through each section. Here's the next one.
Memo.
Again.
Appointment.
Next.
Clock.
Again.
Calculator.
Again.
Dialing assistant.
Dialing assistant is used to program prefixes when you are traveling abroad or into different area codes of the United States, and it will pre-dial that number for you before the other numbers you have in the phone book. We'll talk about that more later. One more time.
Control panel.
The control panel is where you configure the VoiceMate to operate in the way you desire, and we'll look at that next. If you press it one more time,
phone book.
We are back to the phone book. And that's a brief demonstration of the VoiceMate. Control panel. Customizing the VoiceMate. Now I've got the unit in my hand again. I'm using the button to the left of the microphone on the front panel to cycle through till I get over to the control panel.
Phone book, memo, appointment, clock. Calculator, dialing assistant, control panel.
Now I'm sticking my finger in one of these indentations on the left and right hand side, just below the function button and the microphone, to open the door. And now I'm on the inside, and there are the four buttons around the speaker grill. The upper left hand button is what we are going to push, and that's called the menu key.
Volume 6.
Just below that on the left-hand lower edge of the speaker is what we call the yes key. Now I'm going to press it.
Volume 7.
Again.
Volume 8.
One more time.
Volume 1.
I had already turned the volume up, by the way. Yours will probably start out with volume 5 or 4 or something like that. Now I'm going to keep pressing it till I get back to where I want to be. This is the lower left-hand button called the yes button.
Volume 5, volume 6.
Now, if you run it up to 7 and 8, in fact, the higher settings are going to burn more of the batteries quicker. So it's up to you how high you want your volume to be set. Now, just below these four buttons around the speaker grill, the upper left-hand button is the menu button we started with, the one we use to make changes is the lower left-hand button, which is the yes button are the two arrow keys, left and right arrow keys. You can cycle through the different areas of the control panel by using the left and right arrow key. Now, here's the right arrow key.
Normal health.
If I press the yes button, lower left-hand button, it says
discrete health.
Discrete help. This has to do with how much the unit talks and how much information it gives you. And if you are blind or visually impaired, I'd leave that on. I'm pressing the yes button again.
Normal health.
Right arrow.
Accessibility mode on.
This has to do with the voice synthesizer. You can use the yes button to turn it off and on. Right arrow.
Sound one.
Now I'm going to press the lower left-hand button or the yes button and listen to the different sounds if you can hear them on the tape. Sounds like a water drop. Yes again. There's a little click. One more time. That sounds like hitting somebody on the head. With a very small head, I mean. Press it again. The yes key, that is.
No sound.
It will make no sounds when you press incorrect keys on the keypad. One more time. That's the one I like. Now you can use the yes button to cycle through those different choices of sounds and pick the one you like the best. Right arrow key.
Shut down after 30 seconds.
This can be set to 40 seconds, 60 seconds, back around to 20, and 30 again. The VoiceMate automatically shuts down after inactivity, and you can preset it to up to a minute here. And that helps save on battery life. You don't have to turn the unit off and on, in other words. Right arrow key.
Encode mode off.
The encode mode can be turned off and on using the yes key, the lower left-hand key around the speaker grill. We'll talk about that later as I get into that section. I'll demonstrate how you can use a PIN number, a personal identification number, so that only you can access the information you've recorded on your VoiceMate. Right arrow. This is talking about a training session, and it is relative to voice recognition. It has, I'm pressing the yes button.
One training session,
or the default, I'm pressing yes again.
Two training sessions.
This has to do with how much you are required to speak the voice recognition information into the VoiceMate as you are recording it. I prefer it to be on two, because it prompts you to record it a second time so you can get a better recording. You'll see how this works when we get to that section, and then you can determine for yourself whether you want this at level 1 or level 2. Right arrow key again.
Keyboard lock off.
You can turn the keyboard off and on, lock it in other words, by using the yes button to cycle through yes and no. Right arrow button again. That's obvious. You're going to send data to your computer. Right arrow key again.
Receive data.
Obvious what that is. Right arrow.
Volume fixed.
And we are back to the volume settings. This is how you customize the VoiceMate. Data entry and retrieval. Now, by way of reminder, let me cycle through each of the sections we are about to demonstrate and discuss.
Phone book, memo, appointment, clock, calculator, dialing assistant, control panel.
And of course, we've already visited the control panel, but these are the different categories we are about to enter and spend most of our time throughout the balance of this tutorial making changes and demonstrating these sections. Setting the clock. Now I'm going to use that front panel rubber button to the left of the microphone to get over to the clock.
Phone book, memo, appointment, clock.
I'm going to pry open the door.
To change the time, press 1. To change the alarm, press 2. To turn the alarm on, press 3.
Now I'm going to press 1 because I want to change the time.
If you want to use the 12-hour clock, press 1. If you want to use the 24-hour clock, press 2.
This is what you hear the first time you set the clock with your voice mate. It doesn't come up this way the next time you change it, but there's another way to convert it to 12 or 24 hours, and I'll show you how to do that in a moment. I'm going to press 1.
Enter the date and press yes.
Let's plug in my birth date so you'll remember to send me something on my birthday. I was born on leap year, believe it or not, February 29th.
0229.
And you have to enter all four digits of the year. Now press yes, the lower left-hand key around the speaker grill.
Enter the time and press yes.
Let's say 9 o'clock in the morning.
0900.
And using the zero key again, it will say
AM.
If I press the zero key one more time,
PM.
Now I'm going to go back to AM because that's what I want.
AM.
Now you can close the door. Click the left-hand outer edge button up there in the upper left-hand corner twice.
9 a.m. Tuesday, February 29th, 2000.
That's how easy it is to set the clock on the VoiceMate. I am not going to demonstrate how to set the alarm because it works exactly in the same manner as setting the clock, but I want to show you something else. I'm going to open the door. It will keep repeating this if I leave the door open to remind me to press something. Let me wait a minute so it will start again.
To change the time, press 1.
Now what I'm going to do is press the memory key, the upper left-hand key around the speaker.
AM, PM, hour format.
Now if you want to change this, press the yes key, lower left-hand key around the speaker.
24-hour format.
If I press it again, it goes back. Now I'm going to press the right arrow key.
U.S. date format.
Now I'm going to press the yes key.
International date format.
Again.
U.S. date format.
And it takes me back to the U.S. date format. Right arrow key.
Alarm volume 6.
Now I'm going to press the yes key, lower left-hand key around the speaker, and it starts to play at that volume. I'm going to keep pressing the yes key, and you'll hear the volume change. I'm pressing it over and over again. That's where I want it. Now I'm going to press the right arrow key.
AM, PM, hour format.
And that's how you change the volume level and the other formats related to the clock. By the way, that song, once it begins to play, will repeat itself in 5 minutes and then 10 minutes after the time you have set it for. And if you want to stop it as soon as it begins to play, or any time while it's playing, and it plays for a minute or so, you can click the side key, that upper left-hand outer edge key, that side key. If you click it once, it will stop the song, but it will repeat in 5 and 10 minutes again as a reminder. The phone book. Now I'm going to press the button to the left of the microphone here on the front panel till I get to the phone book. Open the door. Now, let me tell you about some new keys that we are going to use eventually here in this section. We know that the upper left-hand key is the menu key, and the lower left-hand key is the yes key. To the right of the yes key, in the lower right-hand corner, is the no key. N-O, meaning no. You don't want to change anything. And you'll see how this works a little bit later. The upper right-hand key is the erase button that you push when you want to delete numbers and delete entries. So upper left-hand menu, upper right-hand erase. Lower left-hand around the speaker is yes. Lower right-hand is the no key. I'm going to press the menu, upper left-hand key, the menu key. If we had some phone numbers that we wanted to change right here, and we haven't recorded any yet, so we can't do that, you would press the yes key and begin moving around using the left and right arrow keys, and it would speak the numbers that you had entered, and you could use the erase key to change digits in that phone number. Since we don't have any of those right now, I can't demonstrate that. So press the right arrow key.
Re-record the address.
If we had an address recorded right now under somebody's name, it would give us the opportunity to press the side key, the outer left-hand key on the outer edge in the upper left-hand corner, to re-record a person's address. Right arrow.
Re-record the name.
The same is true for the person's name. You'll see how this all works in a few moments. Now we need to change some things, though, so press the right arrow key again.
Home number off.
This is turned off, and we want all of these numbers that you are about, these sections actually, but there will be numbers in them somewhere along the line. We want these all turned on, so I'm going to press the lower left-hand key, which is yes.
Home number on.
Right arrow key.
Fax number off.
Yes key to turn it on. Right arrow key to move to the next one.
Work number off.
Yes.
Work number on.
Right arrow key.
Cellular phone number off.
Yes.
Cellular phone number on. Other number off.
I just pushed the right arrow key and it said other number, and I want that one turned on, so I'm going to press yes.
Other number on.
Right arrow key.
Address on.
And this is automatically on by default. Right arrow. DTNS volume 4. Now, if I press the yes button, you're going to hear the tones, some tones played automatically, but the volume will begin to change. Listen, I'm pressing the yes button.
Dialing volume off.
And if you keep pressing the yes button, it'll turn this off, but we want it on, so I'm going to press the yes key again. Very faint. I'm going to keep pressing it until it gets loud enough. And the louder this is, generally the better. I wouldn't turn it up all the way, but you need a fair amount of volume if you're going to dial numbers with the VoiceMate. Now the right arrow key.
Dialing speed 5.
And this is the speed that the tones play. I'm going to press the yes button. That's the slow level. I'm pressing the yes button. I wouldn't set this too high, because if you set it too high, the telephone has trouble hearing the numbers, all of the numbers, so I don't set it at the high level. I set it about halfway between the high and low settings, that is, halfway between high and low. Right arrow. And now we have configured our phone book to work the way we would like it to work. Now, let's record a person's name. You need to close the door. If you've been following me along, you should close the door. Using the side switch in the upper left-hand corner, that's the record button, I'm going to hold it down and speak into the microphone. You don't have to get real close. If you get too close, it's too loud and sounds distorted. I'm holding down the side switch and speaking, Phil Scovel.
I don't know.
Phil Scovel.
So I open the door and listen.
Would you like to memorize
Phil Scovel?
If I don't want to, if I already have a Phil Scovel on my phone book, I would press the lower right-hand key around the speaker grill to say no. In this case, I want to say yes, so I press the lower left-hand button and listen to what it says. It's asking me to repeat what I just recorded in case I want to change the way it sounds, or if it's distorted or not loud enough or something, I can do that. Remember the training session back in the control panel? It was set at 2. If I would have set that to 1, it would not prompt me for a second recording opportunity. And that's why I leave the training session to level 2. So I'm going to hold down the side key and repeat what I want recorded. Phil Scovel.
Phil Scovel.
Enter the telephone number and press yes.
So let's make up a telephone number here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7.
And I press the yes button.
Enter the fax number and press yes.
I'm going to make up a fax number.
1, 1, 1, 3, 3, 3, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Hit yes, the lower left-hand button around the speaker. Now, I could put a number in there, but if I don't want to, if I want to leave it blank, I just press the yes button.
Enter the work number and press yes.
I'm going to press yes again because I don't have a number to plug in there.
Enter the cellular phone number and press yes.
I'm going to hit yes.
Enter the other number and press yes.
I'm going to hit yes.
Press the side key and record the address of...
And I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to press the side key and make up an address. 123 West Jackson Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80219.
Has been recorded.
I'm going to close the door. Now let's say I have 100 names recorded. And I want to retrieve the information for Phil Scoville because I want his fax number. I hold down the side key and say, Phil Scoville.
Phil Scoville.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7.
It retrieved Phil Scoville and repeated the telephone number, the default telephone number, the very first number I entered, is then spoken. If I want to dial Phil Scoville, I hold the unit up to the mouthpiece of the telephone, click the side key twice.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And not only does it dial, but it repeats the number that I'm dialing.
7.
And that's how you retrieve someone's telephone number after you've made the initial recording into the phone book. Now I'm going to open the door because I want his fax number and I want his address. When you retrieve a person's data, you can open the door and using the left and right arrow keys, cycle through the entries. Here's the right arrow key. So I could click the side key now and get the fax number. Click it twice.
1, 1, 1, 3.
And that's the number that I plugged in for the fax number.
5, 5.
Now I'm going to press the right arrow key. Press the right arrow key again.
Phil Scoville.
1, 2, 3.
Now this is the first
number
I recorded originally.
Seven.
If I press the right arrow key again,
Phil Scoville.
Fax.
It takes me back to the fax number. And if I press it again, it would give me the address. So if I had recorded a work number, a home number, a cell phone number, and then other number, all of these would be available to me once I opened the door and started pressing the left and right arrow keys to cycle through the recorded information. Now, if you want to delete an entry as you are cycling through, let me push the right arrow key here. Left arrow key back to the fax. I press the erase key, which is the upper right-hand key around the speaker grill.
To delete
Phil Scoville
fax number, press yes.
If I press the lower right-hand no key, it will cancel this action. If I do want to delete it, I press the yes key.
Phil Scoville
fax has been deleted.
And it confirms it has been deleted. Now let me go into a little bit more detail to show you how the phone book actually works. I have recorded another name and address. Let me get around here and make sure I'm on the phone book. And I'm going to retrieve both of these, one at a time, or at least show you where they are. I'm holding down the side key and saying, Phil Scoville.
Phil Scoville.
1, 2,
and it's repeating the number. If I click the side key once, it will silence the speech. But that's not who I want. I want... holding down the side key and saying, Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
2, 2, 2.
And there's his phone number.
5, 4.
If I want to dial Peter Rabbit right now, I click the side key twice, and it dials his number.
2, 2.
If I open the door, I am setting on that phone number right now, but if I hit the right arrow key, I have recorded his address. Here it is.
The address of
Peter Rabbit, 735. Fifth Avenue East.
But he has moved. You know how rabbits are. So I want to change his address. So I'm going to press the menu key.
Modify.
I don't want to modify the phone number, so I don't say yes to that. I just press the right arrow key.
Re-record the address.
I do want to re-record his address, so I press the yes key.
Press the side key and re-record the address of
Peter Rabbit.
And his address now is 200 Northwest Morgantown Avenue, Southeast, Denver, Colorado, 80217.
Peter Rabbit.
Has been recorded.
So let's say I just close the door and I'm moving around. I'm back to my phone book. I hold down the side key and say, Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
I open the door. Well, I silence the speech there by hitting the side key, and I open the door.
Would you like to memorize
Peter Rabbit?
Now, I did that on purpose because sometimes it thinks you want to record another entry. The answer is no, so I press the lower right-hand key around the speaker grill. The lower right-hand key is the no key. But I do want to use my arrow keys to see where Peter Rabbit lives.
The address of
Peter Rabbit, 200 Northwest Morgantown Avenue, Southeast, Denver, Colorado, 80217.
And as you can see, his address has now changed. If I keep pressing the right arrow key, however,
Bill Scoville.
One,
now it takes me into the next
four,
entry.
Five,
right arrow key again. Right arrow key again.
Peter Rabbit.
And there's old Peter's phone number. Right arrow key again.
The address of
Peter Rabbit. 200.
And there's his address.
Morgantown Avenue.
Do you see how I am cycling through by using the left and right arrow keys? You can go forwards and backwards in all of your phone book entries. If you want to change anything, press the menu key and follow the prompts. If you want to delete anything, hit the upper right-hand erase key, and then it will tell you to confirm this deletion, press yes, the lower left-hand key. The VoiceMate prompts you and tells you what to do at almost every level, so there's very little problem of doing the wrong thing at the wrong time if you just follow the prompts. This gives you a good idea, however, how to record and retrieve and delete and change entries in the phone book. Memos. Now I'm going to use the key or button to the left of the microphone here in the front panel.
Phone book. Memo.
And get to the memo section of the VoiceMate. I'm going to record three quick memos by pressing the side key to record, just as we did in the phone book when we recorded names. This is memo number one.
Your memo has been recorded.
This is memo number two.
Your memo has been recorded.
This is memo number three. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Your memo has been recorded.
Now to play the memos, we do the same thing as we did in the phone book. Open the door, and using the left and right arrow keys, we can cycle through these recordings. Right arrow key.
Memo number. Recorded at 7:33 a.m. Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number one.
Right arrow key.
Memo number two. Recorded at 7:34 a.m. Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number two.
And right arrow key.
Last memo. Recorded at 7:34 a.m. Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number three. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now I'm going to press the right arrow key one more time to get back to the first memo, and you can tell that these are all numbered, of course.
Memo number one. Recorded at 7:33 a.m. Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number one.
Now I want to show you how to delete one memo at a time. On this memo, I am going to press the upper right-hand key, which is the erase key, around the speaker grill.
To delete your memo, press yes.
If I changed my mind, I can cancel by pressing No, the lower right-hand key. But I in fact want to delete, so I press Yes, the lower left-hand key, and it says,
"Your memo has been deleted."
And that's how you can delete one memo at a time. In a few moments, I will show you how to delete all memos at one time. This is the end of side one. Please stop your machine at this point and turn the cassette over for the beginning of side two.